But first, a new way to understand complex behaviours in rats and mice. Alon Chen from Israel's Weizmann Institute has developed a computer system to log automatically how the animals interact with each other. Commenting on the work, Cambridge neuroscientist Hannah Critchlow.
This new system has taken 5 years to develop and may save hours of scientists' time on consuming data analysis. Inspired by disco lights, it works by painting the fur of individual mice with different coloured UV paints, illuminating them with a UV lamp, and then recording the movements of the nocturnal mice by night. A computer system then takes the videoed movements and generates tens of thousands of rows of data per hour of recorded footage and translates this into predictive behaviours, such as grooming, sniffing, feeding together, exploring, or simply avoiding each other. By providing a system for analysing complex social interactions between large groups of mice, this could pave the way to a greater understanding of disorders associated with altered social interaction, such as autism. Researchers can tweak the genes or environment of mice and then, relatively quickly, see how it affects their social behaviour. The scientists have firstly applied this technique to find out how enriched environment affects how mice interact with each other. And they found that adolescent mice that have grown up in a stimulant-rich environment, full of games and toys, were much more territorial, so they didn't share their food as much, and when they did interact, they worked in pairs rather than as a larger group. Mice growing up in more Spartan conditions were much more community-minded. So the scientists suggest that this finding in mice ties in with the common belief for humans that our modern stimulation-filled environment encourages individualistic behaviour, whilst simpler surroundings give rise to a more developed community life. I spoke to one of the authors of the study about the implications of this result, Professor Alon Chen.
So we have, in our case, a very specific study in which we just provided the mice during development, during, in a way, adolescence, more stimuli. In this case, they became, in a way, less social because each one have much more resources, in a way, that can develop its own territory, and therefore it probably need less the surrounding compared to the basic group. Again, you can think about human societies and which have much more rich type of resources versus the other one, whether they are less or more individuals. And I think so it's easy to see the equivalent system or in human.
Alon Chen, and before him, Hannah Critchlow. And Alon told Hannah that since publishing this work, he's received requests to share the system from researchers all over the world.